Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Jay from the network of ChristianPsychics.com. Welcome to the show. Really glad that you made it. We got a full suit tonight, and I'm so happy. That makes me happy. That means we're going to have a lot of people. And tonight I have my lovely co-host joining me tonight, and that's Ellen. Ellen, are you there?
I am, Reverend Jay. Hi.
Hi, Ellen. So how was
Jay?
Okay. Yeah, how was your week?
Again? It was interesting. I got stuck in this 3-hour gridlock coming home Friday night. Apparently a gas leak happened for the second time this week, and yeah, I wasn't thinking angelic thoughts, I'll tell you what. I was in the car for 3 hours. Usually 45 minutes takes me home. I was there for 3 hours, but my best buddy, Kristen, I called her and said, pick up Justin, that's my son, at the sitters. I didn't even ask her what she was doing. Next thing I know, she tells me, oh, I left my date to go get him. I'm like, whoa. So big shout out to Kristen for that help. That was unreal.
I can't believe we're having a wicked storm here. So if I break up, if I ask people to repeat, it's because we're having a downpour again. This happened last week too. I have to tell you the coolest thing. You know, I'm always studying new information, and I came across this information by Carl Dicerov from Stanford has created a technique to see through the brain, and by removing the fat, and he created like a hydrogel. And so that you can actually see the synapses and everything working, and you can still add like molecular markers so that you can actually, you know, tell which are the neurotransmitters or, you know, the astrocytes or whatever. So it, if anybody's interested in new developments, you know, they're actually now being able to, you're able to see the brain working. It's so cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah,
the brain is so mysterious, you know, it's just, I think we only use like a very low percent of our brain potential in general.
That sounds
amazing.
True.
Yeah.
I know that people that are intuitive use more of their brain.
Well, I like to think so, but I don't know. For me. Just kidding. Joke.
We have a full queue, and we have quite a few people that have been waiting for 20 minutes, 19,
wow.
18. So I'm really happy to see that we're really going to get to help some people. So I'd love to chit-chat. And, oh, before I forget, everybody, we have a big announcement tonight. Ellen and I have decided to adjust our time on Sundays because we're having a little conflict in time, and so the show is going to be changing to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we hope that all of you will follow us at that earlier time. That'll be 3 p.m. over on the West Coast, and, you know, 6 is just after dinner, 3 p.m. is right before dinner, so hopefully we'll still get everybody to follow us. On that note, let's go to our first caller. Are you ready, Ellen?
I am.
Okay. Our first caller is going to be the 207 area code. 207, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Reverend Jay.
Hi. Who's this?
I'm Dee, and I'm in Maine.
Dee, and you're in Maine. Okay.
How's
the weather up there?
It hasn't been bad today, but yesterday was nasty. Thunder and storm.
Okay.
We had a thunderstorm, and then it rained, and it was just disgusting.
Okay. If I ask questions, it's a lot of times it's so that I can tap into your energy better. So,
of course.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm okay. Let me see if I can get my brain in gear. The other day, somebody made a suggestion to me, and I'm not sure, I'm sure I'm doing it right, but I don't really know how it's supposed to work. She told me, because of somebody that I'm interested in that has come back into my life to some extent, before I go to sleep at night, I should ask to meet with my higher self, my angels, his higher self, and his angels, and she said she thought that would produce some openings, that sort of thing. Okay, and she said to do it every night that I remembered, and she told me exactly, you know, the things to say that she said I should meet them on the higher level of consciousness to break down any barriers between us, and that I was supposed to ask that this be for our highest good, that sort of thing. And I'm finding that I've done it a couple of times because I tend to be one of those people, I might be up at 3 in the morning, but I'm just wondering, what exactly am I supposed to experience something while I'm sleeping? Because I'm going to sleep and I wake up and that's it.
Well, not necessarily. A lot of times when this happens, you're asking for the angels to do all the work. So that's exactly what they're doing. But I do want to caution you on one thing.
Sure.
Just because you ask for it to meet doesn't necessarily mean it may be the best thing for you. I'm not saying he's horrible or a run or anything like that, but I'm just saying bear in mind that he may not be the one for you.
If he isn't, he isn't. There'll be somebody else come along. She suggested one other thing I do, because I do think he is. And it's not because I'm basing it on a past life thing, although we do have that connection. She told me
you do.
I shouldn't. Yeah, we do, and I know
you
that.
Do.
It's a strong one. And right now I'm trying to be patient with him because I haven't heard from him for about 3 days, and I understand that. I'm not freaking out or anything. I'm just looking at things, and, I'm going to make my list of what I'm looking for in a partnership.
Exactly. That's what we call, at least what I call, treasure mapping. And like when I did mine, I put down someone attractive to me. I don't care if you think he's attractive. He has to be, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who
right.
can do this, wants a family, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's interesting. I got to tell you, this is what he does. Because when you were talking, I had a vision of like a messenger or a minstrel in a past life. And that's what I think he is. He kind of flits in and flits out. That's what he does. He just touches base and then he moves on, but not in a bad way. He's not very connected. He's sort of like touch and run, you know?
Hmm.
I'm not saying he's not, you know what I'm saying? He's not like, he's very, Jay, help me out with this here. I can't get this.
Okay.
I can't get it here. It's like,
I have a couple.
I want to say grounded. Maybe I'm wrong.
He's not grounded.
Can I have his first name? Would that be okay?
Sure. His name is Eamon.
Eamon.
Yeah.
Okay. I clue in on names and places, and so you know, that's where the energy comes in for me. I'm getting that he's good for you. I don't get it. You know, lots of people have different techniques for you attract the things that you want. And the way that I would suggest it's a little bit easier is just ask Archangel Michael to attach a cord of love to his higher self. And then every time you think of him, just send love through that. Now this is the cord from your heart to his higher self, and it's so complicated. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, I like to keep it simple because, you know, when people tell you, like, all these little instructions and stuff, that's not necessarily necessary. Some people, you know, everybody has a formula or a method,
right.
Like, have a method for protection that I try to teach everybody. And, you know, everybody has, and I'm not saying that their method is incorrect because what they said totally was understandable to me. It just was a little
mm-hmm.
complicated, you know, and
right.
it doesn't need to be that complicated. It's just a source of love between you and his higher self. And you don't have to worry about falling asleep or anything. Once the cord is attached and, you know, you have to have faith in that Michael did it. And you thank Michael,
right.
and then, you know, you only need to do it once. And then once the cord's attached to his higher self, every time you send love to him, it will give him a vibration. It might bring in a vision. It might, you know, it depends how, you know, his makeup is and how his higher self allows him to communicate with that. I'm not really picking up on the flightiness of him. I do feel like he's a good match for you. I do see that
yeah.
he had actually three prior lives with him. And I do see that he was, I guess it is a minstrel. I don't know if that, I see like to me it looks like a ukulele, but it probably isn't a ukulele. It looks like
it's a guitar,
loop.
Apparently.
It's a loop,
it like
Jay.
A, okay.
according to his profile on the site where we both are as friends, he plays the guitar.
Right, but
oh,
that makes sense because what Jay's singing is actually a lute. So,
a
yeah,
guitar,
you're not on that.
Thing.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That's possible because there is a lifetime that I'm not sure if he was my husband then or not, but it's the one lifetime that I really know about to any degree, and that was 1640 when I was Meg, a druid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I'm
getting to.
Right, because there was a lifetime in which somebody else told me about that knew we had a past life, had past lives together, where he said he could see me as like on a windswept cliff or a hill, whatever, and he's walking up toward me, and I look like something out of Jane Austen. I have the long blue dress on and the bonnet, and he's dressed in that, you know, the way men dressed back then as he's coming up toward me.
Edwardian. But you know what I want to say, though, with Jay?
Yeah.
I mean, I agreed with Jay that he's good for you, but honestly,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that he's really the one right now. I think he's more like a harbinger to open yourself up to have somebody else. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. And I
think you probably
it.
Are, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, no,
I
respect your opinion. I do.
But if you do us a favor, though, call us back and let us know how it's going.
Okay,
yeah.
I will.
I have a question for you. Are you harboring some sadness?
At the moment, things
like
do feel kind. Yeah, I've been I can speak English. Yeah, I've been emotional lately. Things are sort of getting. Things are jumbled up, and financially, everything just went to hell in a handbasket. And
okay, that's what
you name it.
I feel like that's a little bit of interference, but you know what? May was a very difficult month for everybody. I'm going to do a channeling later in the show, and things are changing. And according to my guide, by the end of July, and we're going to complete a circle. Like, we've been in a cycle, and we're like almost at the end of the circle. And so look for a lot more happiness coming your way. And this month should be easier as long as you let it flow. Don't get caught in the sadness. If you feel sadness, I want you just to say, oh, my gosh, I'm feeling sad. I release that. And because what's happening is you're clearing some stuff is what I feel like it is. It's not a condition that's going to stick with you. It's some past life stuff, and it's on the way out. So caught up. You know, money's a flow. Remember, and that's the other message that the channeling has said is, you know, everything's flowing right now, and what you need to do is step into the flow. So I actually feel good things for you. I think you're going to have an interesting relationship with this guy.
I think so. When we first started knowing each other, I shared with him via an email. I shared with him a poem I'd written, and his response was, I think we must have met before.
So
because I do write, and that's one of my goals in life. So.
Oh, awesome.
He's intuitive himself. So, I mean, attaching that cord, I feel like is just a cleaner or easier way. But, you know, do whatever you want that feels best for you.
I like your way better. That way I don't have to remember to do something or go back to my notes. Now, what am I supposed to say? You know, it's that sort of thing. It is easier because I find that sometimes people complicate things and they don't need to be so complicated.
Yeah. You can look at it like an angelic hand fasting. That's a way they used to get married back in the day. So imagine the
hand fasting.
So think picture like the gold cord that Michael would use, that he would put around his hand and around your hand and see the energy flow.
Mm.
Well,
I can almost see that.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I'm clairvoyant, so that helps.
Okay. Well, there you
go. Okay, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we're very interested in hearing. And remember, our show is going to be from 6 to 8 starting next week.
Okay.
So
I will.
We always
like
to hear from you, or if you want to listen. I'm just going to put you on hold, and then we're going to go on to the next person. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Okay, that was great. That was I didn't cut it. Cut her off. That was great to start with.
Well, I want to say, too, to our listeners, if you want to ask something more than just the reading, like this last caller did, about, I guess, past lives or whatever, just ask us, too. That's fine. We'll do readings.
Yeah.
But if you have any questions on the metaphysical level, last week we had a caller. He was wondering if she had ghosts in her house, and it has turned out to be heavenly Facebook pokes. For want of a better word, or just loving higher concerned beings getting her attention.
Yes, so that is true. We're here to help you any way that you feel like you need assistance. So we'll go on to our next caller.
Let's go.
Okay, our next caller is going to be 607 area code. 607, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling
from? Hello!
Hi.
How are you guys? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bethany.
Hi, Bethany.
I'm sorry,
where are you calling from?
Oh, Bethany.
I'm calling from New York, upstate New York.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a question for us, Bethany?
Yes. Okay, so tomorrow's my last day of high school, and I'm finally graduating high school. And I'm kind of at a loss with, like, what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to go to college, but I'm not sure if college is the thing for me. I don't know what to do. I, like, have all these fun things, jobs I want to do, but I'm not sure if I don't know what to do. So could you guys give me a reading, please?
Sure. Congratulations on finishing high school.
Yeah.
I'm getting that you're in the need for to balance and a need for balance and moderation. Are you the best thing to do is to prioritize what you want to do. So, how many ideas of things do you have that you want to do?
Maybe like 3 or 4.
So that's a good size list, and it's just remember, I don't know how old you are, but that with 3 or 4 you have a lifetime of completing tasks or things that you want to do, and as you get older and as you become more mature, you'll have other goals that you want to set. So prioritize a couple of ways. First, things that you can eliminate quickly. And then secondly, long-term. You want to have long-term goals because eventually, we all grow up and we have to do the real thing, get jobs and become responsible members and members in the community that bring forth, balance to our society and stuff, and possibly have children and things. So that's what I'm getting for you right now. I feel like you're going to do well, and I do feel that going back to school or to college is a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'll pass you on to Ellen.
Yeah, I agree with Jay, but when you go to college, you don't necessarily have to go to a university. You can pick up, like, your basic courses at a junior college,
math.
Yeah, that's a good route to go, because that way you have your basics, and you can still do what you want to do. But you still take one math course this semester, and then take your, I think they like science the next semester, and then take your extra whatever. That way at least you're doing two things. You're pursuing your dream, but you're also backing it up. So in case you say, well, to get further doing this thing, and are you dealing with children? You want to deal with children?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I work at a daycare center.
So you might decide you might want to go into education, or another big field, I can just tell you from personal experience, is special education. That's a lot of need in that area. Or some, speech therapy or something like that to work with children. And sometimes people would want to get their master's. So I think that if you start by saying, okay, well, I'm going to do this and get all my background experience working at the daycare, but I'm going to need my math and science and English lit or whatever they use for core college courses at the community college. And that way you're doing both. You're fulfilling your want and you're also fulfilling a need.
Now, here's my thing. I'm not really, feeling – I don't want to say I don't like children because I work at a daycare, but, I don't feel like kids is my thing. I don't know.
I'm surprised because you're such a kid magnet. Kids just flock to you. I mean, I think maybe you could try to look at them in a different perspective as, kids, okay, we get it. People who have kids know there's some days you want to sell them for scrap. I get that. But I think that would be a shame if you didn't pursue it because you're such a magnet. They trust you and they really like you. And there are a lot of people I know that, you know, when I was way younger, I read this thing on, did you ever see Family Circus in a newspaper? The little cartoon? There was this one where they went to go pick up Christmas trees, and this one was really beautiful, and the caption under the tree says, "Stand back, don't touch me," and the kids were, like, away from it. And then there was this one scrawnier one saying, "Come closer, snuggle, remind me of the creatures in the forest." It was all the thing, and the caption right at the end, "There are a lot better looking trees, but the kids want this one." And what I'm saying is that you are such a magnet. They trust you, they like you, they gravitate towards you. And I think you should really find what you would like to do. Maybe not working with kids, maybe some sort of developmental education where you can help do a curriculum or something like that.
Well, I know this seems weird, but I've been hinting that I want to, I live in New York, so I really want to move down to Florida and work at Disneyland.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You don't. Because I'll tell you what happened at Disney. The House of Mouse is in my backyard. And
yeah.
I will tell you what they do is they keep you for a few years, they lay you off and hire somebody cheaper than you to fill your job. Now, if you want to come down and get experience and hang out for a summer or so, there's nothing wrong with that. But
okay.
It happens all the time.
I'm just saying, seriously. Right. There is a lot of cutthroat stuff, and I've heard it from Disney on all levels. Like I heard, I know somebody who did some cartoon, it was a film, you know, he did short films. And he said that, you know, he worked for Disney and he left because he felt like it was not the most conducive, you know, friendly work atmosphere. The last thing I just want to say for you is follow your heart, because your heart tells you where you're going to have your happiness. You know, whether, but when you ask yourself, is this in my best and highest interest, I want you to put your hand on your tummy, because your tummy tells you the truth. Your heart tells you what you love, but your stomach tells you the truth. So when you put your right hand on your stomach and you say, is this in my best and highest interest? Then source or energy or, the divine can let you know through where you really can tell, you know, and that is like your upper tummy. So, and that's for everybody who's listening. You know, if you have a question and you're asking, you know, is this in my best and highest interest, then, you know, feel what you feel, you know, in your stomach, not what you think in your heart or in your mind, because they're both can trick you. Because people fall in love, and love is blind, and people think, overthink things, and, you know, so the truth, though, is right in your stomach. So is there anything else you want to add, Ellen?
Also in the stomach is literally the heavens cord, and Jay always talks about cords, and around the stomach area is where we all had our umbilical cord, and some of the core is right there that attaches to heaven. So that's a good place to put your hand to.
Cool. All right, well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Bethany. Call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You also. Bye.
Yeah, the other thing is the top of your stomach is your solar plexus, and your solar plexus is your self-center, and your self-center
and your chakra.
Is... Yeah, it's the chakra where your true self is. So, it's really important to check in there. So we started out with two great calls. You ready to go on to the next one?
Absolutely.
Okay. This one's been holding on for 42 minutes, and it's area code of 843.
Hi, this is Kimberly. I'm from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How are y'all?
Oh, hey, Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
You move?
Good.
No, I'm not. I haven't moved yet. Waiting on to hear some job offers from Georgia. And I just wanted a general reading on that.
Okay. Ooh.
I know.
Right now, I'm getting. Yeah. Right now, I'm getting that your plans need a little bit of revision. That there's more going on that's meeting the eye, and I'm wondering what's going on in your life right now that would prevent you from moving.
Nothing.
Nothing that you can think of, huh?
No.
Not even your son?
No. He just got out of school. And I just left school. That's from in South Carolina, so there's nothing stopping us.
Okay.
Why Georgia?
I wanted to be closer to home. I'm from Alabama.
So you're looking at the western part of the state.
You're going to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, that area. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting that they're saying to me, don't give up. They're saying that your plans need a little bit of revision, and I'm unsure what that is. I'm trying to get exactly what they're saying, but I think you might. I don't think sitting and waiting is what you should be doing.
Exactly.
And is that what you're planning on doing, just sitting and waiting till you hear?
Well, no, I plan to call. I thought about, I have a couple of friends there. I have some family there. But I plan to call the places physically, and I thought about going there physically.
I think that might be... because they're saying have courage and believe in yourself. I don't know how receptive your friends are with you coming, but I don't feel like you should sit and wait. And are you, I'm getting, this might be the theme of the night, but I didn't get it on the last caller. Are you having sadness?
No.
Are you not believing in yourself?
Yes, I'm believing in myself.
Okay.
I think what you're picking up is that when she's dormant like that, things are stagnating.
Okay.
I was wondering, Kimberly, is there something you can do at home or something you can just kind of get the energy going? Because I think what Jay's picking up is that you stop to wait and you still need to get some energy moving to get it going. And I think you stagnated accidentally.
I'm
trying to figure out how.
You're having
maybe
a
I for a couple of days because I was just going and going. Because school wasn't out for me until last week, and then school wasn't out for him until Thursday, and I was tired, so I had to
relax.
To rest for a couple of days.
Okay.
Right.
Fearful of money, but I want you to just release that because that isn't what the problem is. It's about trusting, and they said it's really a good. They're saying it's a good idea to accept help from your friends. That the transition will go. It's going to be difficult at first, but the more positive and the more don't worry about money. It will come through. God always helps us as we help ourselves. So I want you to, and I'm really glad that you realized that you needed that little bit of rest, and I understand why you went stagnant. So you're going the right way. Your path is right, and so the one thing that I felt right away was don't stay. You know, don't sit. You need to get going. So be fearless. And they also said, accept help from others. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what friends and family are for.
Right. And also keep the energy going by maybe putting in some more resumes, even though it may not be what you want, at least kind of get that energy back flowing. I think it just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting that it's just a very temporary standstill, you know. and that you have a lot of unnecessary worry. Even it might not be sadness, but it's that kind of energy. And I guess worry's kind of on that line. They're saying worry now, not sadness. So just release it. Just release it. That's what you know. When you're scared, if you're scared, or if you're sad, or if you're worried, just say, you know, I recognize that I'm worried. I release this. I am confident that the choices I'm making are in my best and highest interest. You know, and that releases it. And if it's just releasing energy, because we're still in a cleansing kind of phase until the end of July. So, and the trick is to step into that flow. And the word that kept coming when I was channeling was flow. There's a flow, and you have to be part of it. And it's about the essence of joy and happiness and abundance. And abundance is not money. Abundance is happiness, peacefulness, joy, you know, all those things. And I feel like make that shift and don't stand still, you'll go right into that flow.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add, Ellen?
No, that's pretty much exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Is that all of your questions, Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay, you have a very good night, and remember that our shows switch into 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time starting next week, and if you need to call in, please give us a call.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Yep. Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, we're always interested to hear, you know, how things are going for other people, and that's why it's great that lots of times we get confirmation from people. So,
yeah, I also want our listeners to know you're more than just a bunch of readings to us. You know, we really care about what's going on, and we really would like to know if you have the time to call us and let us know how things are going with you, how our readings are, how are you doing. Because, like I say, you're more than just a bunch of people on the phone to us. That's not why we do the show. We do it because we love to do it.
One other thing that I didn't mention, that there's callers in the queue that they didn't press the number one. So if you don't press the number one, you're not actually in the caller queue. So if you want a reading, you do have to press the number one. And I'm sorry if you've been on hold for a very long time, because I just now noticed that there's a couple that have been on hold for longer than 40 minutes without their hand up. So anyways, are you ready
or
to go on to the next
question? Yeah. Or also want to mention, if you have a question, metaphysical question or any other kind of question, you know, please push one so we know that you're there. We're good psychics, but we're not that good, so push the number one, people.
Yes, and if anybody wants a private reading, remember that you can get a private reading from us at the networkofchristianpsychics.com, where we have numbers where you can get a hold of us directly and make appointments. If you want a clearing, remember you have to have an appointment. It's a clearing is not a reading. A reading is something different than a clearing. And I do clearings on a regular basis for people that are stuck with in level 1, 2, and 3 of, you know, dilemmas, either, you know, with financial dilemmas, relationship dilemmas, or, you know, depending on what type of clearing you need. So let's go on to our next caller, which is going to be 504, area code 504, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, who's this, and where are you calling from?
I'm Maria. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Maria. So how is the weather there, Maria?
Rainy on and off, but not bad. It's really hot still, always, but not bad.
So it's kind of humid, huh?
Yeah. Always humid. Always humid.
Okay. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Okay, what's going on with me? Basically, I kind of feel like I live in these, like my life sort of cycles around, you know, that like maybe every 2 or 3 years something happens, but generally the same pattern kind of continues every 2 or 3 years. So like right now, you know, financially things aren't great. I'm back in school, should finish next year, kind of putting a lot of energy there. That's going okay. It's a little stressful. Relationship-wise, something ended this year after, like, it was a pretty long term. And I'm just wondering, relationship-wise, if there's anything coming. I'm trying to sort of plan for my future. And it's like, okay, I will either go one route if I think, you know, like, oh, okay, if relationship doesn't come by this point, I'm going to go this route versus, okay, well, maybe I'll meet somebody new and then I'll, you know. I'm kind of in a weird space.
Yeah, Marie, first of all, sorry, forgive me, I still have a stuffy nose, so if I snort at you, don't take offense. You're kind of doing this kind of backwards. What you need to do is, the first thing you need to do is get yourself situated financially.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, always keep your relationship options open, but you can't, you're planning. You can't do that. I mean, forgive me. What's your birthday?
April 16th.
Just a month and a day. What is it?
April 16th.
Yeah. Okay, Aries. Aries do that. You are trying to blaze a trail ahead of yourself before you even get on the path. The first thing what you want to do is that you need to find the path of your school and your financial, right? And as you lead down the path, your opportunities are going to open. The reason why you're cycling back is because you're not doing anything to break the cycle. You're trying to plan. You pre-plan so much, you're planning yourself right into your cycles. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So what you want to do is to help break that, is to focus on the most immediate thing would be, well, financial and your school. And as you arise through that and go down that path, you're going to get more and more opportunity for relationship. And, I mean, it's good to know that you want a relationship. That's good. But you're saying, if I don't get one in 2 years and 3 days and 4 hours, I'm going to do this. No, you have to go on your regular path, and love will present itself at the right turn of the path. You're pre-planning yourself right out of life. You're trying to control something you just can't control, which is typical for you Aryans, being a fire sign and all. But you really need to stay on your path and go. You'll find a lot of turns and surprises, but you have to stop pre-planning so much because it's not working. And you're telling God, well, so to speak, what you want to do. And I will tell you what my grandma used to say. She used to say, man makes plans and God laughs. And the other thing is, I read somewhere that if God closes a door, stop banging on it, because there's a reason why it's shut. And you're just trying to barge right through it. You really need to follow the path and not plan for stuff like that, because you can't. Because the one time you're not looking, that's when love's going to present itself.
Okay, thank you, Ellen. Can I ask you, is it Maria with an A at the end, or is it Marie?
It's Maria.
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 Well, that's pretty.
Okay.
Thank you.
I knew I wasn't getting the name right. They kept saying you're not saying the name.
Everybody.
Yeah,
okay.
I like it.
Okay, they were saying it, and I was like, oh, you know, I thought, no, I heard her say it. And well, anyways, that's not, I'm getting for you this. I'm getting that you're coming to the end of a difficult situation. Now, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. Was the ending of the previous relationship because of addiction?
In part. That was one issue.
Okay, because I keep getting, it's they keep throwing that addiction there to me, and the term, and it's not something that I get a lot, and so I try to bring out what they're trying to tell me. I think that was right to end that relationship. I think it's an addiction, you know, that is going to continue for a long time. Not that it won't ever end, it's just going to take a lot to change that behavior. The other thing that I'm getting for you is that a new and exciting, you're looking for something more meaningful, and you're kind of stuck in between finishing school and trying to do something meaningful in your life. And
yeah.
So they're telling me that you need to do introspection, spiritual growth. It's there's a lot of information out there that you can learn about levels of meditation, ways that you can learn about essential oils that can bring that you can make from nature by going out into the woods and you know, getting like goldenrod or different kinds of plants, and you can actually make a plant. They're saying to me like aromatherapy type of thing, that are going to bring you joy, and they're very cost effective. You know, it's not something that's going to cost you any money if you do it the right way. So you can like collect rose petals and you can make rose soap, or you can do, you know, there's, it's something in regard to aroma.
Okay.
So how does that resonate in your mind?
That makes sense.
Okay.
I know, but there, aroma-wise, there are certain things that I used to buy back when money was a little more flowing, that I would use and it would relax me or, you know, invigorate, or depending on what it was that I chose to do with it. If that makes sense.
I feel that something that you're going to be able to do that's free. Are you by nature?
Yeah. No, I definitely am.
Pardon?
You know, I'm definitely near a lot of nature. I've got a whole lot of flowers growing around me, actually, right now.
Okay.
A really big garden. And wow.
Okay.
I'm jealous.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. And it's just check into, like, making your own stuff. Because I feel like you have all the stuff there, and it's basically free. So
lavender is nice. Lavender, roses. I grow roses myself, and they're nice. And lavender is really, really aromatic, cool. And magnolia. I pull the magnolia blossoms off my neighbor's tree. She said I could. I keep them like a water thing because it smells so good.
Right. I feel like when you buy oranges, orange peel, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do once you start delving into this aromatherapy or working with essence, oil essence is what I'm getting. But I feel like some of it's in nature that you're going to just go and you're going to find, you know, like spiderwort or something that's, you know, going to make something cool for you. You know, and the other thing that they're telling me is that this is going to bring in a new level of spiritual growth for you. Because it's not that finances are, if they're difficult, it's what you don't want to do is focus on them. If they're, you know, if it's, you have less than you have, you want to focus on the abundance that's there for you without finances then, you know. And I know some people that were very rich just a few years ago that, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, and in the last 5 years realized, hey, I don't have all the money that I used to have, and, wow, this food is expensive. And, you know, I've lived through food has always been expensive. So they're coming to a new realization where I feel like, you know, I'm fine because food has always been, you know, I've always been conservative with my money as far as what I purchase. So, and so when you start to realize that you have all this abundance besides what money needs to buy, then you will realize that money will come to you. And I feel like they're just saying, don't give up, have courage, believe in yourself. You know, there actually is some kind of event or something that's coming up. The other thing that Ellen was saying about defining your path, and one thing that I really wanted to just tell you about defining your path is that as soon as you name something, say like you name something, that's a door, then it can be nothing but a door. So it then becomes a door every time you see it. So, but a door can also be, you know, lots of other things if you didn't name it. It could be the completion of a wall. It could be, you know, lots of things. So that's what she's trying to tell. Don't define what you need or how you perceive it to go. What you want to do is be in the flow of opportunity of it. So if you want relationship, then just let it flow to you. Be the essence of God is. You know, be in the love of your beauty. Be in your self-love, and other people will see your self-love and be attracted and will come in. And don't even... Did you want to say something?
I did. I just want to say also with that, is what Jay's saying, let it flow to you. Remember what I talked about earlier about planning everything? That's what that's what we're talking about. Let it flow. It's good to have a goal. No one's saying there's anything wrong with goals, but you're planning everything out to the microsecond, and you need to let it flow.
Right.
You have to be the energy source, the energy flow. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with having a goal saying, I like to do this, I like to do that. That's fine. But you're just so cubby, you're compartmentalizing everything. And that's what's stopping the flow. Sort of like a hose when you have the water and you kink it up and you're like, what the heck happened? Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That's what's happening in your energy.
Right. And you want what's in your best and highest interest. So therefore, you know, as you flow, if you don't put too many parameters on it, you'll be able to get your best and highest interest rather than a particular outcome that you're waiting for.
Okay.
Okay?
No.
Okay, great. You got it? Do you have it? I hope we answered your question.
Yeah, no, it did. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm sorry about the mispronunciation of your name.
It happens all the time.
Okay.
Well, you just can't call you Hey You, so, you know.
Definitely, that doesn't work. Well, when you're talking to the angels and you say, hey, her.
What?
Who's that? Who's her? her. I don't know. Well, anyways, I thank you for calling in. Let us know how things go. I also see for you, it's like the end of August, the beginning. You're going to feel a lot better in like September. But I really feel like you could have a cool summer if you do that stuff.
Right.
You know.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Bye bye.
Thank you for your help.
Anytime. Call us back if you need to.
Yeah. That was really interesting. You know, I wasn't seeing soap, but in my mind I kept thinking soap because it was like in bio.
I
was thinking, what, you know.
That's what I was seeing. It's like everything was so compartmentalized. She was actually planning her life to the millisecond. And if something didn't happen the way she wanted it, then it was just, you know, that's why you needed to let things flow because, you know, God, you make plans and God laughs. So people need to let go and let it flow more.
So I did do another channeling, I want to say, first off, there's a couple of people in the queue that don't have their hands up, and I'm not going to call on you if you don't press number one. So if you want a reading, you do have to press number one so that I know that you have a question. Otherwise, I'm going to presume, and not assume, presume, that you're not interested in having a question, you're just listening. So,
and we just don't want to pick you up and say, hey, you want a reading? No, oops, sorry. Hey, you want a reading? Nope, oops, sorry. So just let
okay.
us know.
Yeah, see, one of them actually did go ahead and press one.
Hooray!
So, yeah, well, I was going to go ahead and do my channeling, but what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to remind everybody that our show is switching to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday still, and we hope to see you at our new time because this is a conflicting time for us. And then let's take this next caller because they put their hand up. And then after that, I'd like to do my channeling for, you know, this week. So, okay, that the person that put their hand up was 435. 435, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
how are you?
Fine, thank you. My name's Tina.
Hi, Tina. Where are you calling from?
Delta, Utah.
Ooh,
Utah.
Way out west.
Yeah.
How's the weather out there?
It's getting warm. It's like in the 90s. Not too bad.
Oh. No storms?
Nope, as clear as can be.
Oh, good. Okay, do you have a question for us, Tina?
I was wondering what I could do for my youngest. She's 13, and her name's Sarah. And she doesn't want me to lift this protection order from her dad, and he's in jail right now. And she doesn't want to go out. She doesn't want to go to any functions anywhere. Doesn't want friends. It's making me really concerned because she went from being socializing and then she says that she wants to be a boy. I have a whole bunch of concerns. I just talked to the church and asked about some counseling for her, but I don't know if she'll actually go.
Why does she want to be a boy? Is it something?
I think that's something with her dad being inappropriate with her.
Yeah. And she doesn't want, you said she does not want the protection order lifted?
Nope.
Okay, well that, keep it. Wow. Is there some kind of counseling you can get that's not through the church? You think maybe the church is throwing her a little bit?
Yeah, I can go through the state. Because right now, you know, the money.
I would. I think that maybe there's something they can do because of what happened.
I was thinking of getting her her own personal body talk session because I've had one done for her through me, but it doesn't seem like, you know, it's helping her out of this rut, and I understand she needs some time to heal, but I'm just worried about her, and I want her to have a nice summer and, you know, grow up to be a productive, happy person.
She will. She will. It's just that right now it's she just feels there's no way out. So I'm saying the best thing right now is just to get her non-church counseling. And the reason why I'm saying that is I just think that she would find the church intimidating at this moment.
Right.
And I think that there might be a lot of things through the school, the school district, maybe they can help you find the right counselor, or there's like hotlines and stuff on the internet that might help you in that area. But it's okay she wants to be isolated, that's fine. It's just that she really needs to work on this other stuff while she's healing. And I guess cutting herself off is her way of healing. But she needs a little more professional help to let her know it's not her fault and she's okay. she doesn't think she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting similar to Ellen. I don't feel like the church counseling is the right one. I feel like she needs an autonomous, like, counselor that doesn't know her and where she won't feel any relationship
judged.
To. So I think it's okay to allow her to have her sadness because she has been through an experience. The other thing that I feel is, you know, what I would do is they're not really people. There are what's called Arcturian. They're guards and they're friends of humanity. And they're a heavenly source, you know, things that are in heaven God created. Some people think, well, you know, are a space species, but they're protectors. And the other thing that they do is they're cleansers of energy. And I would just ask Archangel Michael to bring in 100,000 angels of protection. And I would ask for the Arcturian friends to come forward and guard your child because she's very vulnerable to energy right now. I feel like she's like an open, unfortunately, she's got a tear or a rip in her light body. And so what we want to do is we want to surround her and make sure that she's protected so no more bad energy can get to her. And because she's a child and everything, you can facilitate some of this because you're the mother. You can't facilitate healing for another person. But when it's your child, a mother can facilitate healing on the maternal level. And so you can bring those angels in. You can bring those guardians in. Another thing that, and it's just pure calling it in, call in your guide to bring in these people that I'm telling you about. 100,000 healing angels, if you have a pen to write it down. You know, 100,000 Arcturians. Ask the Arcturians to peel off any attachments to her and have them transmuted in the light of heaven, never to return again. And then I would ask Archangel Raphael to come in and mend her light body. And then the way to end it is to say, you know, I call in the Holy Spirit, and should I have missed or forgotten or was unable to communicate correctly anything, that you assist in my daughter's total healing. And please do not leave her until she is healed on every level, mind, body, and soul. And like Ellen said, I think she needs to definitely be in some counseling, but I think if you can help facilitate that healing, and there's something called a diamond dome, which you can put around her every day. You know, in the morning, just say, Archangel Michael, please come in and surround her in a diamond dome of protection above and below and all around. You want her to be completely sealed into the dome. And it still allows her light and everything to go out. It just will protect her a little bit more from words that hurt from friends. You know, she's, like, really open right now and vulnerable. So she really needs to be in that protective cocoon because she's been, her space has been violated. And she will recover. And don't worry about what she's professing right now as far as, you know, I want to be a boy or stuff like that. She is trying to work through something that she doesn't understand and that she can't mm-hmm. understand because she's just not old enough. You know, when mm-hmm. you're, you know, when even, you know, people at every age have to have difficulty working through violations against them. So
right.
it's, there's no way that she can possibly conceive at her age, you know, that she did nothing to provoke it, that this is a person who brought this energy on themselves, you know, and that there is no stopping a perpetrator. When someone has in their mind that they're going to do something, they do it. You know, you cannot stop it. You know, sometimes they catch a crook, you know, and then it stops. But until, you know, that actual ending, a person, you know, some people are unstoppable. You know, some killers go on and disappear. Some things happen that people, you know, that are beyond our comprehension. But some people are so low energy that, you know, they elude capture or they elude an end. And even if they do get captured, they get let out and they perpetrate again. Because they're perpetrators, you know, they can't end their life contract. You know, they'll have repercussions for that, but it's not for us to determine what they are. It's for us to help be the hero for the person that's hurt.
Right.
Question. I'm sorry. With how long is he going to be in jail?
Oh, my ex. I'm not sure. I just, because I was kind of worried about this protection order and he's getting out. And so I saw the district attorney in church today and I went and privately asked him. And he said, don't worry that he's going to be there quite a while longer. So that made me feel a little uh-huh. better because he's finally, all this has caught up with him and he's been caught. Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Well, this is the year of justice. Too. The one thing that's happening now is this is the year of justice and things like this, you know, hopefully we're going to come to a time in humanity where we're not going to violate each other. We're going to communicate and be of oneness with each other. And I truthfully believe that, you know, we're on that path. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have a difficult time ahead of you, but I think.
But I personally can see that she's going to be very happy and well-adjusted later on, really.
Okay.
But the big thing is right now is just get her the help that she needs, and she has to go. Just tell her she has to go. It's court-mandated or whatever you have to tell her. She doesn't have to have friends if she doesn't want to. She doesn't have to. Excuse me, go to functions if she doesn't want to, but the counseling is something she has to go to, and she has to go.
Okay.
I think that would be the better route to say it's court mandated.
Okay.
That's a good one.
No, I'm sorry you have to lie to her about that, but this is something that will help her. I personally don't like
because,
lying.
Well, you know.
But, yeah.
Since I'm the mom and I'm always there, she's, you know, not wanting to just talk with me.
Right.
Right.
But there's probably things that she can't even tell you. And I get that. I mean, think about when you're 13 or 14 or things you just can't tell your mom no matter what it is. And I just think that that's probably most of it. And as much as you're there for her, it's hard. I know it's going to be hard for you to listen to some of the things you might have to say. That's why the counseling is so important. And she might tell you later, after she feels better about herself. But right now, you just tell her, hey, sorry, sweetheart, it's court mandated. We have to go. If you don't want to go to functions, fine. If you don't want to have friends, that's fine too, but you have to go to this counseling.
Hmm.
I know it's awful, but you have to tell her.
try to do things, you know, that are loving with her, too,
yeah.
You know, so that she knows that you're there.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I'm, you know, we were kind of all thrown into this situation, and, you know, my
yeah.
prayers were answered to spend more time with the kids, but I never thought I would get full custody, you know.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Oh. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you, Lord, but now I need the money to help provide for them.
Right.
So, and that's something that you were talking about earlier, I believe, Jay, right, is that you said about a money clearing or a financial clearing?
Yeah. When there's several different types of relationships that people fall into with money. Like, sometimes people just run short of money, and it's just like a one-time thing, you know, and but it's for a period of time. But then there's other people that just never quite can get their beyond their bank account. As soon as they get the money, a car breaks down, or as soon as they get money, an expense comes up. So
yeah.
There's different levels of money. Money, like the first level is where it's just, you know, everybody ran into a bad time for 5 years now. The economy's been really bad, and a bunch of people don't have money. But then there's been people that, like, during that whole time, you know, they're working full time and they still don't have any money, and they just can't make ends meet, and they don't understand why, you know, they're not in that flow. And so that's like a type 2 clearing, when it's something that, you know, is a continual thing, where it's gone on for a long period of time, where you, like, some people hold jobs and then they lose them, you know, or they, for some reason, they just can't keep the job. You know, something always comes up. It's always a bad boss. It's always, you know, something. And the other thing is, a type 3 where you are like the homeless person and you've just sacrificed your divine love from God and you've like severed it. And so, you know, that type of money situation is another situation that, you know, can be cleared, you know, because you have to get it personal and you have to do some history on a clearing. So depending on the situation, when it happened, when it initially happened, some people grew up in poverty and they never get out of it, you know, and so it could be past life. So sometimes when I do a clearing, I go back, you know, I've gone back sometimes, I think the farthest I've gone back is 11 lifetimes. It's
wow.
The farthest. Yeah, where I actually had to clear 11, you know, and as you go back, you know, you have to clear each lifetime because it carries from one past life to the next past life, you know, and if you don't, what you have to do if you're clearing for a money problem or something like that is you have to get to the seed thought that created it or the source, you know, the very basic or bottom line where it initially started. And so and lots of things can trigger something like that, like sometimes kids that start drinking when they're 13 and 14 turn out to be caught in that poverty mode because, and it's not that they grew up to be alcoholics, they could have stopped drinking. It's that they separated at 13 or 14, and by separating, they haven't come back into the union with themselves. And when you're disjointed like that, then you can't create the union, you know, because you have to be in oneness to have flow. And that means all your chakras have to be cleared, all your, you know, the light has to come from Christ into you through your chakras down into the earth and from the earth back, you know, it's a flow of energy
mm-hmm.
that makes you harmonious with life. And so, yeah, that's a money clearing, you know, for people that are listening. There's all different kinds of clearing. Like if you have bad relationships that, you know, you just go from one bad relationship to the other because just some women just separate their goddess. And sometimes it's, like I said, sometimes it's past life. Sometimes it's this life. Sometimes abusive parents make, especially girls, separate. And it's almost like, you know, like the Gemini with the twin personality, the good, bad girl, the good girl, the bad girl, you know, thing. And so you're attracted to that danger, that bad, that, and that's the person that you're always bringing in. And it's, and the reason why is because you're not truthfully in oneness. You've separated. So the other thing a lot of times is with divorce, women also separate the goddess. And women are goddesses and men are heroes. And it doesn't mean that a hero doesn't mean anything about his income. It means about his ability to make you safe, to bring harmony, peace, and safeness into your life. That's what a hero is. A goddess is just is like a flower. She is the essence of beauty. She is the to be cherished. She is to be held. She's to be honored. She's to be respected. You know, and a hero has all those capabilities. And so when you get a goddess and a hero, you get these dynamic relationships that last the rest of their lives. Women can, you know, depending on what's going on in their life, can get cleared and get their goddess brought back in, you know, if it's separated. So that's another kind of clearing for somebody who has, like, a relationship issue that's ongoing. You know, so there's a lot of different kinds of clearings that people can do. And sometimes you can just get a full clearing and you can try to resolve all your issues. You know, you can cut all negative cords. You can go back into the past lives. But they're very, you know, you have to have somebody that really knows how to go past life and really can take you through all of it. Because you have to not only change your stuff, you have to change the Akashic records. So you have to be able to, you know, be able to call in life journey committees. You have to, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, you know,
well,
sounds like
you
it.
Know, but, you know, it also can be kind of easy, too, because on some of my past lives, I figured out a few things, like why I'm terrible at math. But sometimes our past lives can be strengths in this one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and,
I mean, yeah,
and,
carrying
I mean,
good stuff from our past lives, too. I'm just saying usually when it goes for a clearing, it's something that you carry in that you don't want.
Did well, and it seems like that would be a type two for the clearing of the money because it's just one thing after another. And, you know, I have all this great knowledge about being a body talker, energy healer, and, like, no one, that's what I was hearing about your last reading. You mm-hmm. said to, when you love yourself, then others will love you.
Yeah.
And that kind of came home to me is because I'm not honoring myself, so how can I honor others? And then the money, and you know, and then I'm with all the stress with the suddenly having to provide for the kids.
Right.
And you know, I just want to show them that it is possible to be a success and to be, you know, a good mom and successful too, you know.
It's,
well, you are a good mom. There's no question about that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's not about... sometimes we also get trapped in the thought about money is abundant. And money's not abundant. Money is just a flow of energy. Abundance is all the things that bring happiness. And yet, people always perceive, oh, if I had money, I'd be happy with this. But you're never happy with things. Things just are things, you know. Like, you know, I know people that I actually am I have two sisters who are very successful, and they're both millionaires. And I'm telling you this, the more things you buy, the more things break. So, you know, yeah, it's great to have, a $1,000 swimming pool. But let me tell you, you have an $8,000 repair bill when, you know, the tiles break off and it needs, or it needs to surface, or, you know, when you have a hot tub, And I'm not saying that, you know, some things don't bring us happiness, because, you know, I personally love swimming. So, you know, that does make me happy.
Right.
So you have to, like, weigh the things that really do bring you happiness. But it's not money that brings you happiness. It is what you do with your essence, you know. So my happiness in swimming is when I'm immersed and I'm in that, you know, like peace. There's a peace under the water for me. So, and I can get it in the bathtub, but it's not quite the same.
Well, we have a garden bathtub that my son broke, but I was going to say about the swimming is that when we were looking for a house, a pool was absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
But the way I went about it was either I want a house with a pool or a backyard to put a pool in or a complex with a pool in it. So I got what I wanted. I got a pool, but it's the complex pool.
Well, and then you don't have
what I wanted.
Constantly take care of it either. You go and enjoy it, and it's...
Exactly.
Right.
I pay $60 a month HOA. God,
awesome.
I hate the HOA. But you see what I'm saying? I got what I wanted, but I had to leave options open.
Right.
So I said, well, I have to have a pool. That was our son, my child's autistic. And the one thing he loves is swimming. So we absolutely had to have a house with a pool access. Period. Or we couldn't buy the house. But we went about it in a way where we got what we wanted in a good way. We didn't have to put out the money for the pool. And pools are expensive, God. The upkeep and stuff. And
Yeah, they are.
But I still got what I wanted.
Right. I think
people
what you're saying, though, is you stepped into the flow of what you wanted, and by asking for
but
what's
options.
In your best highest interest, right, that came.
Right, but I left options open, and a lot of people don't do that. Like, they say, I want to win the lottery. I want to win the Powerball. Everybody in Florida was a buzz for 2 weeks because somebody hit the $550 million lotto in Zephyr Hills, which is about an hour and a half from me, and we're like, who is it? I was even talking to Dr. Jenny, and I said, this is a senior citizen who won it. Lo and behold, an 85-year-old woman, bless her heart, won the lottery, walked with $335 million. Good for her. That's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have that kind of money. I mean, yes, it would be nice, and I would definitely be happy if heaven dropped it on my head, but you don't have to strive for that type of money. I kind of look at it as comfort. You want to be able to have a nest egg. You want to be able to comfortably afford food and a house and stuff. You don't have to sit there and say, yeah, I need to get 6 computers, and everybody needs an iPad. And then we have to go get those, you know, tablets, and then we need to go get this, and then we need to buy the newest Mercedes on the market.
No.
See, what
I would do is I would do a humanitarian project at, like, Slab City is taking food, clothing, and body talk and oils and things, and then doing free sessions and, bringing food for the people who are homeless way out there in the desert and water. You know,
that's
and I
fine,
think that would be such a blessing to them, you know, because a lot of people are sick and they don't even, and it's just from a little imbalance in the body.
Correct. But what you're doing is you're feeding back to the universe, which is good. But you also want to bear in mind is how the money, how the energy flows to you.
Okay.
Because we need to have money. Unfortunately, our society does. Do we need millions of dollars? Well, some people do, But what do you need? What's your comfort level? And I'm not talking about excessive stuff. I'm talking about normal comfort.
Right.
Right. That, you know, I'm going to let you go because this leads right into my channeling because it's very similar, and I hope that you'll stay and listen to it because it is, it's about this time frame right now, and it's about, it's for everybody, and I think you'll relate to it. And remember, we are available for reading at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. Ellen and I are on the site. There's other people that are Christian readers, and we are available. So we thank you for calling. Please
call us back.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and just so that you know, we're changing our time of the show from 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 to 8 p.m. So hopefully we will get to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
You're welcome.
I'm going to just do that channeling because it's really relevant right now, and I'll just do it. It's not that long, so it goes, greetings, I am the Melchizedek, the High Holy Priest of God. Beloved children of God, I come forth joyfully to let you know the circle is about to be completed, as all exists in dimensional vibration and simultaneously. The month of May was difficult for so many, even you light workers have cleared and released, and the newest portals are now settling in. The rain is helping Mother Earth, the wind also helping clear Gaia. Gaia's release is masterfully amidst us, giving her cleansing and rebirth. Beloved children of God, you also entered the flow and completion of a cycle of change, bringing forth the circle of completion in July. Enjoy the gifts and moments that you allow yourself to be in. Choose these moments as much as possible, sending light to all that can be perceived as discord. Nature floods the earth and helps its rebirth. Reach for the energy she provides. Be in her essence and meld to her beauty. The crystal children born in the 80s and 90s are being activated, and their connection to the divine source will be happening at accelerated rates. Thousands will be awakening as the fruit of consciousness is being rebirthed faster than anticipated. New manifestation methods have been granted to start and assist those caught in struggle of disbelief. Your ability to be your creator is within. There is new abundance being brought forward from the vast warehouses the Divine Father stores them in. Your mind and heart shall help you have all you need. It is not about all you want. It is about happiness, joy, peace, and fulfillment. Beloved child of God, allow the water of life to flow, 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 and cleanse as it goes to you and through you, and release all. Look and mirror love. It is a cord to all you see. Forgiveness and release notions or perceptions you have on how it should be or look. Instead, trust in faith. Be in knowing. Honor your authentic self by being authentic. Be in the now, not in the past, not in the future. It is a simple notion, but difficult on your lower dimensional earth. It is but choice. Happiness, joy, love, and peace are not essences for sale. No money can buy these intrinsic experiences. So laugh your way to happiness. Care your way to love. Share and gift a choice of peace. And perceive fulfillment in all you do each day. Enjoy. Honor who you are by being authentic with everyone. Beloved children of God, the circle is almost complete, and the meshing of all will surpass your notion. the flow of June is now and ready for you to access in it in every moment. The new moon is here to facilitate you with building your new character. The summer solstice to help you grow the emerging you, and the union of the complete circle in July. Cry when you need to honor your feelings. Laugh till it hurts. Help all you can. We are assisting all who seek it. The angelic realm does not discriminate. Every child of the Creator is important, and all life is from the Creator. Therefore, all of you and the earth are important. Beloved children of God, I leave you lovingly cradled in the knowing and choice for happiness. Melchizedek. So I just wanted to bring that forward because I really feel it's kind of what everybody's saying, you know, about how they're trying to, you know, create this more harmonious abundance. And it's not really about money, it's about abundance. And when we start focusing on that, then the money flow will come in because you'll be in the flow. You know what I mean?
You know, yeah, I do. I do.
Okay.
That's what's so important. That was kind of what I was trying to say. I mean, it's hard to accept sometimes if money doesn't flow. I mean, we had a really rough May, too. I mean, it
I had an emotional May, but I didn't have any difficulties. But, you know, I was releasing just like everybody else. It's kind of surprising how, you know, I know a lot of psychic people and I know a lot of light workers, and some of them, you know, really went through some cleansing. And
I hear that.
Yeah. So,
you know,
we're coming to an end of it, though. And I think, you know, I kept asking, what is the circle? You know, because they kept saying the circle, you know, and but I didn't quite. I guess it's not really a circle. It's a completion of a cycle. So,
right.
And it's like a circle that, you know, it never stops. But when, you know, once the total flow isn't, you know, done until you meet the other side, then you're flowing again. You know, so
right.
I think we're pushing right towards the end of that circle. And as we hit that, then we're going to be like, whoosh, to the end of the year. This is my understanding. So it's not really a physical circle, or, you know, it's more of an energetic or a Merkaba energy field in a circle. So I believe we have another caller. So are you ready to go on?
I am.
Okay. I'm thinking this is a new caller because they have their hand raised and everything. So, okay. 520, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa, and I'm calling you from the Phoenix area.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm fine. I was terminated from a position. It was an independent contractor position, and I wondered if you thought I applied immediately to another company that I used to work for that's also independent contractor. And I'm hoping that you are picking up energy that they are going to put me to work right away.
I think someone's going to. I'm not feeling yes or no on the one you applied for, but I think if you keep putting it out there, I think someone's going to definitely hire you.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing 3 weeks. I'm not sure if it's 3 weeks, 3 months, but keep putting the energy out there. I do see you being employed soon.
Okay.
Could you say the initials of the company that you applied for? Because I just want to
It's P.
Check.
It's P as in Peter and S as in Sam, like P.S.
Right. Yeah, I'm getting that that's going to happen.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. I'm getting close to what Ellen's getting, too, on the 3 weeks. I kind of feel like it's the end of 3 weeks. Maybe, you know, it's so hard to tell. You know, sometimes we think, you know, it can vary a little bit. So, you know, don't the first day of the third week say, it's today. And what the other thing I want to tell people is, you know, you don't live your life on a psychic reading. What you do is you work your energy from a psychic reading. So if you get
exactly.
a psychic reading that says, you know, don't go with this guy. The thing is that we never really say don't go. We say, you know, this probably isn't a good relationship. Then you have
wow.
a choice, you know. And but some people call up and they're like, well, on what day is this happening? And the thing is that we might see a number or a day, and, you know, if it doesn't happen, it's because of a couple of reasons. Number one is because at the moment that we do the reading, that's what we see. Number two, you can change the outcome. Everybody has a choice. So, like, we can say that guy isn't good for you, and you can go to him anyway and have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that, therefore, nullifies, you know, the, and you can have the bad relationship with them, and then you'll be like, oh, I don't know what's going on, and, you know, even though you were told. And I kind
I'm
of
sorry.
Feel for you, though, just exactly what Alan said, is that you're going to be employed definitely in the summer, but, you know, all through the summer. I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks, and I feel good about it. The PS worked for me. You know, it came in as a yes, so I feel it is with that company.
But I still think you should be applying to other companies, too.
Definitely. You never want to limit yourself to one option. You want to, you know, the other thing that they're telling me for you, Lisa, is to take some time to heal. I feel like you were brutalized or you feel brutalized, and remember that when something happens, like the loss of a job or something like that, you need to release the fear, because everything happens for a divine reason. The reason why is because you were not resonating correctly. And so what you want to do is you want to move into your best and highest interest. And instead of focusing on what went wrong, pardon?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, I thought somebody said, instead of focusing on what went wrong, what I want you to do is focus on that wasn't in your best and highest interest. Every time you think of that, say, that wasn't in my best and highest interest. I'm moving on to something better. That wasn't it. And don't get caught up in the attachment of, you know, he did this, I did this, they did, you know, and reliving. Because that makes
yeah.
people that holds you.
Lisa, are you having like a radio on or something in the background? I'm getting feedback.
Oh, you are? I'm sorry. I have you on speakerphone, and I'm outside, and it's a little windy. I apologize.
It's okay. We were just like, I didn't know. That's what Jay was hearing, the feedback that I was hearing. What?
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah, I actually heard a voice. I was like,
you know, I need to ask you something, too. I volunteer at a place. I go in every Thursday morning to this place, and they like me. And I know they're looking for someone in another department of where I'm volunteering. They're looking to fill some positions there. Do you see them offering me a position there as well?
Have you applied?
Well, I'm throwing that out as a question in case you picked up that energy.
I was picking up, I mean, I didn't get what Jay got with the PS. I felt it was going to be something totally different.
Yeah, this would be totally different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still getting the PS is right for you. But I'm still...
Yeah,
I want you to release, though. You have to release and heal. You have to let go of your money fear. You have to let go of yourself. You have to forgive yourself. No matter what transpired, just make it that it wasn't in your best and highest interest and release it, okay?
You're right, Jay. I mean, I keep trying to focus on what did I learn from this, how can I improve, and how can I not do it again. You know,
I don't think it was really your fault. I don't think that company you worked for was very nice.
I think
to be
we
honest.
All bring, I think we all bring on our reality. So I think part of it was you. You know, there's no need to even analyze it. That's what I don't want you to do. What I would rather you do, Lisa, is I just want you to let it go and know that it wasn't in your best highest interest. Because if it was in your best and highest interest, I got news for you. You would
still
be there.
There.
You'd be happy. You'd be content. You'd be into, able to be in your essence of happiness. And that wasn't resonating with you. And the way that it made, you know, there was some raw experience. But what you want to do is just release it. Forgive yourself. And believe that the universe has given you this opportunity to move to something better.
Okay. You're right.
And don't focus on it at all.
Yeah. Okay. I that resonates for me. It truly does.
Okay. I absolutely. And let go of that fear of the money. That's, I don't know if you heard my channel, but it's about flow.
Yeah.
Just let it. Try to step into the flow, okay? And and I do see, you know, happiness for you. I feel like good financial news for you.
Thank you. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not me. It's true. You know, I'm just a facilitator of the message. but Ellen does too, we wish you happiness. You know,
and please call us back because I want to know who's right about this. Is it me or Jay?
Okay.
Well, yeah, we wish you the best.
We do.
Thank you. They have those cook-off shows where they have contests like lasagna bake-off and things like that. We should have like the psychic, how would you title it? Psychic. contest.
They do have those. They do
and
have
sometimes
those
they
contests.
Do that. I saw that on TV one time, and I was like, "Oh, you've got to be kidding!" Jay and I aren't in competition with each other, but we read things differently, and we always like to have our listeners call us back and let us know how they're doing. Because I said it's the beginning of the show. You all are more to us than a bunch of people on the phone. And we'd love to follow up and find out how everything's going.
Yeah, we love the confirmation. It just helps other people hear the message better when they receive that. You know, when we receive validation or a confirmation, then, you know, the listener hears that and then they feel more confident in the reading. And I can tell you, if you listen to the archive shows, like, I would say over 50% of our shows, we get some kind of confirmation from callers that have called in, we've done readings for, and, you know, we were right on. So, yeah, we appreciate if you would call back, and we thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can I listen to your show?
Sure.
Can I?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
The other thing is, remember that we're switching to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for everybody that's listening now. Thank you, Lisa. I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
For everybody that's listening now, we're going to, just want to remind everybody, you can get a private psychic reading that's more in-depth, or you can get a healing, and that's at the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and you can set appointments up, and sometimes we're available right away. It depends. And that goes for Ellen or I. And anything that you want to add right now, Ellen?
No. We're looking, hoping, you know, if you call us, we need to schedule appointments.
Yeah,
sometimes if people
right,
want
if
them right
not,
away, which is fine, but sometimes we're just booked solid through.
Right. Sometimes we do have appointments scheduled back-to-back, and we can't do a reading right away, but, you know, sometimes we are available. So, you know, if you're looking to get a reading, you know, try us, and if we're not available right away, then just make an appointment. It's usually in a very reasonable amount of time. Would you like to go on to the next caller?
Yep, it's the last caller, huh?
It's getting close. We got about 13 minutes left.
All right, let's go.
Okay, this might be somebody we know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, the 678 area code. It's not coming on.
Hey, Reverend Jay.
I thought I recognized that number. This must be Susie B., right?
It is. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Susie.
Susie from Georgia.
Yes, I am. Zeroing on Georgia.
So how can we help you tonight, Susie?
Well, Reverend Jay, as you know, I have not felt very good, and I'm having trouble breathing and just really very achy and just overall just not feeling well at all. My ear is still bothering me. Wanted to know if, I had contemplated going to the emergency room this weekend. However, I don't have health insurance at this time. Wanted to see if I had to make that trip to the emergency room, what exactly would they do with my financial status, if you can see that.
Hello?
I thought that he was maybe reading energy or something.
Jay, are you there?
Okay.
Wow. I guess it's just you and me again, huh?
Okay. Okay, Ellen. What are you?
Sorry. That was funny. Remember last time that happened when you were on the show with us? He laughed and we were there for like 20 minutes talking.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jay, okay.
Deja vu. Jay, come back. Seriously.
Yes. Come back.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I thought you were taking a really long time zeroing into my energy.
I thought I was cut off.
No. Actually, for some reason, as soon as Susie asked her question, the phone disconnected. So we're in a storm here in North Carolina. We've been in and out of it all day.
Yes.
So, Susie, what I want to tell you is that we do not do medical diagnosis. And we're making a disclaimer that should we give you advice and you die, you know, we would feel
don't come
no,
back
no.
and haunt me. Go after
no,
him, not me.
No, all I really wanted to know was how they would handle my financial situation, you know, should I choose to have to go to the emergency room because of no health insurance, like, will I end up with a very, very, very large bill that I'll have to take forever to pay.
Well, first of all, I can tell you from my experience as a medical collector and also from a hospital standpoint of view, which I've been working with, one of the things they might do is see if you would qualify for Medicaid. If you don't fit the criteria, I'm not sure what it is in Georgia. I know what it is here in Florida. The other thing they would do is they put you on a payment plan, or if your finances are low enough, they can do a charity write-off. But that's totally up to how each hospital works.
Okay.
That's what we do here in Florida.
Okay.
Right. I think if your finances are low enough, they do a charity write-off. They might not accept you in the emergency room. They might have you go to there's like these emergency facilities, or they're off. I don't know. I can't. Convenient care, is that what I'm getting? It looks like Susie was dropped. So
was she was?
Yeah. So we hope that information was helpful, and because you know, there's no way if she calls back in, of course I'll pick her up or whatever. I feel like if always seek normal medic. Oh, there she is. She's back. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, she's back.
Reverend Jay, you lost me, Reverend Jay.
You jumped off yourself, girl. Your phone just jumped off all by itself. Oops, she's gone again. It just jumped again. So, anyways, well, that's how that goes. I don't know what happened, So, what was I saying? Oh. Yeah, if you need to go to the hospital, go to the emergency room. You need to trust your intuition on that. If you feel like you don't need to, then you can hold out. Okay, she's back. Oh, she's gone. Back and gone. Back and gone.
Stop that!
So I'm not going to, I take a breath now. I have to think because this is like, because when somebody drops off the line in the queue, a bar comes up and it says, caller dropped. It's like, it gives you this big worrying thing in your head.
I know, so right? It's like, stop dropping our callers, Jay.
Right.
I heard us, but that one time when she was on the show, you got kicked out. And we were trying to carry the show for like 15, 20 minutes waiting for you to get back.
Sometimes you have to do, I have had like during this show, I've had so many calls tonight. It's very unusual how many calls, usually during the show I don't get many calls. But I can tell you, I don't know if that's part of it. But I've had like at least calls during the show, which is so unusual because usually I get, I call the angels in and they kind of keep everything quiet until we're done with the show. There's about 6 minutes left, Ellen. Is there anything, any last words you want to say?
Yeah. I would like to just say to all our listeners is that one thing that really stuck with me today. And I want everyone to know that it's a let go and let God thing. It's great to plan and have goals, but please don't micromanage your own goals. Because just because we want something is not exactly what we always need. Of course, it looks like we always need it and we always want it, but it could be the worst thing. And if we push something, what will happen is it will eventually correct itself anyway.
Yep.
So if you, yeah, exactly. I mean, believe me, I've done it. Oh, no, I want to push it. No. And it finds out you get what you want, and then it's the worst thing you could have ever done.
So. I agree 100%. And just try to step into the flow. I mean, that's the thing is we're in a circle kind of cycle, and we're coming to the end of it where it's going to meet the other end, and it's going to really flow after it connects, which is like the end of July. So definitely okay, there's somebody in the chat room who wants to do a message through private chat. So I'm going to say yes, we can. If you type it really quickly, we might be able to squeeze it in by the end. So hopefully they got that message. I don't often see the blinking of, like, you know, the private chat, so I don't know how long ago that message was, because it says it was at 21.55.01, so I don't know what time that is.
Look at the NFL military history.
It might have been there for a while. I just didn't even notice it because I was like, oh, something's blinking at me.
Yeah. Jay?
So, I know. It's like, okay, well, I don't see anything coming in. And we're getting very close to the edge. So what I would like to say is to that person in the chat room, if I missed you, I apologize. And if you want to ask us a question, do it at the beginning of the show next week, and we'll be glad to answer your question for you. And we apologize if we missed you. And we thank all of our listeners for listening. It was a great show, Ellen. I enjoyed it a lot. We had a lot of...
Yeah, me too. It was awesome.
And
yeah, don't forget, listeners, we are going to be on at 6 p.m. next Sunday to 8 p.m. next Sunday. So make sure you catch us then.
Yeah.
We wanted to start a little earlier because we kept on getting these schedule conflicts, so...
Yes, and if anybody needs a private reading or healing, we can be reached at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. Thank you very much, everybody, and we're going to call this a show, Ellen. I'll talk to you
soon. All right.
Have a nice... Okay, bye-bye.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.